going on down there?
Ladies and gentlemen, hello, and welcome to another WTF and TFW BotCon 2015 installment. This one is some raw interview audio from the Hasbro interview with Jerry Javoyne and Ben Montano that was conducted by TFW staff member Optimus Fan. TFW staff member Tony underscore Bacala hit caps lock off, was recording this on his phone, and it's some phone audio. So it's not going to be very high quality, but it's still audible. The interview is going up transcribed on the site, but I figured, and we all figured, why not have the audio up too? And you can hear the tone of people's voices, and you can figure out what was being said between the lines, or maybe you're just like, you really want to spend, you know, 10 or 12 minutes listening to some people talking about Transformers. Anyway, here it comes.
So, let's start with Combiner Wars is dipped heavily into 80s source material for inspiration from the standard Combiners to more obscure concepts like Masquerade. It's also dipped into new fiction options as seen with Victorion and now the new Skylanders Combiner. Where can we expect to see future Combiners draw inspiration from? Old fiction, new fiction, or combination of both?
I think it's a combination of both. I think you know what we want to do is offer up the best Combiners that from the past that are out there from a popularity, and then you know, are there new ones that we can do? I think when you start looking at all the tooling that we have, that you know, that we've created and everything that we have available, where we can go from there. But we definitely want to celebrate the Combiners that people want to see, you know, from the fans, and bring those out to the fan community.
Okay. So obviously you guys have a Titan class price point. To date, we've only seen Metroplex and Devastator at that price point. But Devastator, in a fictional sense, is not a Titan. Would you foresee additional Decepticon Titans as part of future plans you guys may have? Related to that, how do you go about balancing Autobot and Decepticon Titans?
The Titan, we love the bigger scale characters. Granted, Devastator's not in the same class level of, you know, like a Metroplex type of character from a scale in the IP, but we felt we wanted to do that character. It made sense with the Combiner Wars that we did, the Six Voyagers scale characters, and made Devastator and filled, you know, almost kind of from a price point perspective, a similar price point. We like what we've done, you know, with Metroplex, with Devastator. You know, we feel the success we've had with Metroplex has led to Devastator. We think Devastator is going to do well. And so we're excited, and, you know, we want to do more. And so I think now is, what is the selection of the next Titan class characters? Which ones? You know, we look at the fan boards on who people want to see kind of reimagined, you know, in today. And we look at what's the right character to do for storytelling. And so we're, as far as mixing Autobot or Decepticon, and you can see we've done one of each now.
Right.
So I don't know if that really matters as much. It's more of, you know, it's the character that the fan community wants to see, and it makes sense with the storytelling that we're doing, you know, with the year.
I think you started the question with old game. We have two of them, which is a pretty big step.
It is,
so,
yeah.
So, for sure. But Jerry said, a lot of it is story-driven for us, to be honest with you. So you guys work with IDW and other partners. That really drives, and also we see the fans, or if we ask, you know, the fans, creating new characters, that's what's driving our decision. A lot is, like Jerry said, is what do we hear in the loudest stuff. So a Hall of Fame vote, no matter how silly it may seem, like that's information for us, right? That feeds to us, what do people care about? Who do they want to celebrate? So that all that stuff really comes into play to help us decide who's going to come in toy line, but also in some, because we're going to do something with Titan class. It's very pricey. It's got to be something we know that people are going to jump on.
Metroplex is released in 2015. It's looking like you may have another Titan class character in 2016. Do you expect to maintain a release schedule of one year like that? Or is the gap between Metroplex and Devastator helping your dad more in the future?
Ideally, I'd like to keep it to where we're doing one every year. The reason why we didn't do one in 14 was because of the film. You know, we felt we had a lot of product out there from a consumer, what consumers, would be spending their money on. And, we wanted to test Metroplex out to make sure that it worked. And now, then the next one, because we had to see the results first, we couldn't commit to one in fall 14 because of the development timeline. But we were able to commit to 15. But now that we're starting to see success with it, that we can, ideally that we would try and do one every year. So as long as it keeps up from the success.
It all comes down to the fan,
Fans
buying into what we're putting on the shelves. And if they are, we'll do more. And we'll do more often.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Yeah. Okay, let's see. This one might be a little wordy. So Combiner Wars really focused on multi-price point teams of characters, it seems. It also appears from the outside that has been a very successful line. There seems to be a shift from the traditional flatter horizontal teams of figures at the same price point to vertical teams of figures comprised of multiple price points. Can you tell me what lessons were learned from Combiner Wars from both the play and purchase patterns that would be replicated in future lines? Can we expect to see additional vertical teams of characters? Can we expect to see that play purchase pattern extended to other size classes like Leader or Titan?
But we'll split it. So I'll let Jerry talk to the toy side, how we kind of got to that from the insights we gained. I think there's definitely value in the vertical. And I think when we look at vertical, we look at it story-driven. Everything starts out with the fans, consumers, what people want. We do a lot of insight gathering there, but story universe is what sells, right? You guys, when we buy into Combiner Wars, if you didn't have something connect to, you weren't reading the comics or some of the things we're doing, or the old shows. So, we definitely want to bring the stories to life. I think what we have seen, maybe not as successful lines, is when we're just throwing out disparate characters, right? And then it becomes just a fan favorite purchase, and you're not engaging with everything, with our whole offering. So, and we are now more in tune with this tell a story, whether it's retelling or telling a new one, and that gives us the luxury of bringing more characters to life that help, help our fans, kind of commit and engage with the whole range. And again, that may be a connected system, or it may be just a story universe like a Fall of Cybertron, right? So there's a lot of different ways we can slice it, but it all starts with just a kick-ass story.
And I think when you look at what we love seeing is that when toys can work with each other, so you're building almost like what we call like an ecosystem of play, where if you have something where you can, the individual toy itself is fun to play with, but then if you're able to combine it with another figure and another figure and then all that, even with it taking it outside of the system of, say you're building Superion, but the way we design the joint system, if I bought, Dragstrip, I can put Dragstrip on the arm or the leg. And so it makes it just more fun because you can make your own, the fans, kids can make their own combiner, which is really cool. It's not just, so that's a cool way. It's just adding play value, I think when you look at it and so being able to do that across, different scales, and so they do work more together. I think it just adds value. It adds more. It makes it a more fun toy to play with, and you can, your collection, you can buy deeper into it. It all works together. Yeah.
So one thing I noticed today in the presentation,
it seems you've only accounted for 5 waves of Combiner Wars in 2015, with the Combaticons kicking off 2016. Will we only see 5 waves this year, or can we expect to see the traditional 6?
So I think if you look closely at the slides and stuff, you'll see there were some question marks for future. So I think we tipped our hat a little bit there, and all I can say is that, in the coming months, keep your eyes out. There's more coming soon. So I think the reaction to today, obviously, was we were very excited as it gave us, goosebumps up front, and reassured us that this doesn't have to stop. Where are we so far? What we reveal that, the stuff is doing great. There's an outpouring of fans, kids, and adults buying the Combiner Wars products. So We would like to keep it going, and I think what we show today as a future yet to be revealed figures, we look forward to sharing those with guests.
Let's go with this one. You guys really hit it out of the park with Generations Rat Trap and Rhinox. What can we expect to see for the Beast Wars 20th anniversary next
year? So I think the team's done a really good job celebrating and not just creating new stories for Combiner Wars, but celebrating, I think, the 30th anniversary line in total. I think we've got a lot of good feedback on not just Rat Trap and the others, but the full collection. So we want to, where it makes sense, celebrate. So we have a couple of anniversaries next year. We have obviously 20th of Beast Wars. We also have the 30th anniversary of the 86 movies. So it's really, as we look at our franchise, it's what does that mean? Does that mean a whole toy collection, or is it more of a kind of lifestyle play? I think there's a lot of things we could do to honor to celebrate the past, and hopefully you guys
already
did.
There's
a lot of anniversaries, so I can say I think hopefully we've shown that we honor and want to celebrate. And I think, if you want to add anything to that, Jerry.
No, I think that's it's picking the right toys to come out at the right time, and which anniversaries we celebrate. It's also come down to probably consumer. It comes on consumer demand. Looking at, hey, everybody's looking for a new such and such figure or a reissue of a certain figure, whatever. If we see that and it makes sense from a timing with an anniversary, obviously it's something that we'd want to celebrate, with a toy release. We like the anniversaries. It's kind of depends on when.
We're thinking we've been here 30 years, and that we can actually do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right, cool.
Thank you.
Add all that up. I don't know what the f*** it means, but you got some badass perpetrators, and they're here to stay.